starting perhaps with concentration. So, and I'm reading from How to Understand the Mind, the definition of concentration. And How to Understand the Mind is a very interesting book in that it can initially seem a little bit intimidating because it can appear quite technical, sort of very detailed definitions and divisions and etymologies and all these kind of things. Once we're a bit more familiar with it, we will realize what an incredibly valuable diagnostic tool for the mind it is. It breaks down all of the components of the mind and how they work and how they interact and so forth. So concentration, the definition of concentration. The definition of concentration is a mental factor that makes its primary mind remain on its object single-pointedly. So it's part of the mind that makes the whole of the mind, broadly speaking, focus, stay on whatever it's chosen to focus on single-pointedly. Now, perhaps that doesn't sound like much to us, but in general, all of our peak enjoyments in life have been experiences of concentration. You know, everything that people do, not just talking about meditation and spiritual path, but generally, you know, like, for example, if someone is, as a hobby, they run, or they play an instrument, or they paint, or some other creative thing where they're weaving or sewing or whatever it might be, writing, singing, whatever it might be that our hobby is, the thing that we have relied upon to relax and recenter. The peak experience of that will be a moment when we lose ourselves in the experience. You know, for example, like a surfer on the crest of a wave where they are fully present in that moment. Everything is focused just on equilibrium, on balance, on maintaining the subtle balance required for that activity. Or a climber, everything focused just on that moment, the climb. All of the busyness of the past disappeared. All of the busyness of the future not engaged with. Even our sense of self, to a certain degree, disappeared. We've disappeared into the moment. We've absorbed. That's an experience of concentration. The mind has become single-pointed. It is absorbed. So maybe then you think, well, if I'm doing that anyway already, why do I need to learn to meditate? Well, how often do we have that experience when we're doing those activities? And again, you might think, well, how often do I have that experience when I'm meditating? Well, that's the point of practice. With meditation, we can learn to create that experience of absorption, of disappearing everyone and everything at will, on demand. Whenever we need it, because it's an entirely internal experience. It doesn't require us to have any kit. It doesn't require there to be a particular set of atmospheric conditions that produce certain waves. It doesn't require it to be a clear day where we can go climbing or hiking. It doesn't require us to be in the mood for the instrument. It doesn't require anything externally, because we are developing this skill internally to absorb, to disappear into the moment, to be fully, truly present, still. All of the agitation, all of the fluctuations, the turbulence in our mind, completely cleared away. So that's an experience we can have for a moment. It's an experience we can have for an extended period. It's an experience that if we develop regularly and abide in regularly, produces so many wonderful byproducts. So it's one of the characteristics that's produced from developing our concentration. Of course, there are many levels of concentration. There is where it's not completely absorbed, or it is completely absorbed, or it's absorbed truly deeply. There's many layers to it. and abilities of the mind to abide in that state for a short time, for a long time. But as we develop our concentration, we start to experience something called suppleness. Venerable Geshe says, when our mind is free from the turbulence of distracting conceptions, it becomes calm and smooth. When we are enjoying internal peace and happiness, our craving for external sources of pleasure naturally declines, and it is easy to remain content. Pure concentration also helps to make our body and mind comfortable, flexible, and easy to use in the practice of Dharma. This serviceability of the mind, which is called suppleness, is one of the main benefits that come from concentration. So when we develop this suppleness, our body is always comfortable. Our mind is always relaxed. Our mind is like, Venerable Geshe says, like a well-tamed horse. Venerable Geshe says, concentration gives us the freedom to accomplish whatever we wish for. Without concentration, our mind has no freedom, but is forced to go wherever it is led by attachment, hatred, or other delusions. A person who has good, virtuous concentration has control over his mind, and his mind does what he wants it to do, like a well-trained horse that obeys its rider. So, with respect to the basic meditations, our primary goal can be this experience of concentration. Later on, we're going to then apply that concentration to achieve all sorts of extraordinary, wonderful things. But in the first instance, what we're trying to get is this really deep absorption, this complete letting go of the noise and the business and the incredible refreshment of the mind that comes from that. So one of the things that's going to help us develop concentration, and with each of the different mental factors we're looking at, hopefully I can share some practical advice on how to develop it. Now, in reality, concentration is going to arise naturally from an extended period of mindfulness. Mindfulness and alertness together for an extended period of time is going to naturally evolve into concentration. But to help us develop concentration, it can be very useful to be as precise as possible in our concentration. So maybe, for example, when we're doing the meditation on the breath, to start with, it's a very general sensation. But the more pinpoint we can make that, the more we can focus, for example, ideally on a single point at the entrance to the nostrils, and we're just keeping our mind at that one point, that will facilitate our experience of absorption, of the mind dissolving. So again, as I've said previously, we don't strain, we don't struggle, but that will be the goal. So if we make that little adjustment, trying to make our focal point of our meditation as precise, as small, as pinpoint as possible, that will facilitate our development of concentration. But otherwise, the main thing we need to focus on is mindfulness and alertness, because concentration will evolve naturally from that.